Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh boy. The Knicks lose. Reading some Twitter reactions to that. I told you, it ain't over until it's over. I remember I was on for 9 minutes after the Yankees lost the World Series, and I said, let that be a lesson to you in life. Run through the tape. Finish the job. The Hawks did. They went on a 9-1 run, and at home they closed the door, and they win that one. And now I'm seeing everything Knicks put out there. Cat only getting one touch in the final 3 minutes is unacceptable. I mean, he balled, so you would expect him to have the ball in his hands, but I took a call from a fan earlier that was saying Jalen Brunson has the ball in his hands way too much. What's going on with the Knicks? 888-808-1019. It's early in the season. Like, I'm leaning into it. I'm playing into it just because it's a Wednesday in the first week of November. Baseball's over. Football's pretty much over. And we just kind of need something to react to. And the whole show, I was planning on reacting to this game ending once we got here to 10 o'clock. You know, we've put stuff out there for the Giants, and that took a little bit. The Jets, not so much. Later on, I'll give you my NFL awards right now, midseason awards, MVP, Rookie of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year, stuff like that. But yeah, let's go back to the phones right now. I said I was going to go to the Devils fan first, as the Knicks fans are rolling in, and as some people still want to get their thoughts in on Juan Soto, Scott Boras, the Yankees, the Mets, and I think I counted 7 or 8 teams that would be in on Juan Soto. I got to add 2 more. John Heyman put out a list. I'm like, oh, he's got 2 teams that I did not add. Keith McPherson on the fan. Stay tuned. Right now we're going to Braden in Berkeley Heights. Braden, tell us something. You got it.
All right. So I just want to start off by saying that I love the show. I'm always listening. But I feel like I never hear much about hockey here. So I just kind of wanted to weigh in my opinion. I'm a kid from Jersey. So I've got love for the sport. I grew up Devils fan. I was never old enough to see them win anything big, and over the last few years, obviously you had that 2022 year where they won the Eastern Conference Finals, but last year missed the playoffs. This year, coming into the season with the 4th best odds to win the Stanley Cup after completely missing the playoffs, it's got to be one of the biggest things in hockey that's one of the biggest jumps that I've seen. Huge offseason with Sheldon Keefe, but I'm not 100% certain on how I feel about the rest of the season. I see them coming off of 2-1 in Canada. They have 2 shutouts and 55 minutes of another game with a shutout, but I feel like I'm still a little bit skeptical. I know that these New York teams recently haven't had too much success. I know I'm also a big Yankees fan, so I saw them in the World Series. Very disappointed in that 5th inning, to say the least. My dad texted me as soon as Judge dropped that fly ball, he texted me, this is where it all unravels.
And every baseball fan knew as soon as he dropped that ball and didn't get that out and there was a runner on second, it was going to be a bad inning. We didn't know it would be that bad. Braden, what I'll say to you is, you know, I became a Devils fan late, so I missed all the winning as well. But I've been locked in these last 3 years, and I understand the disappointment of last year. I understand them beating the Rangers 2 years ago, what we thought we were going to get the next year. But the way that they bulked up this offseason, the guys that they added, the toughness that they added, the defense that they've added. I mean, I was at opening night in the loss to the Maple Leafs. and it was disappointing, but they bounced back from that. I think they won the, you know, the next two out of three or three out of four. Let me go to the schedule here. You know, then they got humbled a little bit, losing some games, but it's early in that season too. I think it takes time to gel with new pieces and getting rid of some guys. But ultimately, like you said, like the preseason hype, the preseason rankings, it's a big jump, but none of that matters. Because last year they had the Devils as like the number two team, and obviously they flopped and didn't make the playoffs. But another thing you said is you don't hear too much hockey on this show. Well, I don't pretend to be Mr. Hockey. Like I said, I'm late to the party. I just started watching the Devils 3 years ago and hockey 3 years ago. I like the sport now. I appreciate it. But just in the pecking order of where we are, coming off the World Series, being in free agency, having the Knicks on tonight, having the Jets and the Giants, even both their seasons being over in theory, like, it's just hard to even get in that conversation. But I saw your call. I went to you first. And let's go Devils. I can't wait to go back to more games at the Rock. The Devils have such a strong fan base. And, I mean, if anybody's going to talk about the Devils on the fan, it's me. I think we have mostly Rangers fans, some Islanders fans. And, like, as we get rolling, as football is over, as the Devils are looking like a strong contender, I got you. I promise. Like, I want to talk Devils, but they got to really give us something to talk about.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think those two shutouts and the 55 minutes of the shutout against Calgary, that was big.
Good to have a goalie.
The goalie's huge. Because we haven't had a goalie for a few years now, honestly. Like, we had Schmidt in 2022, but
good to have options at goalie and not the options we had.
Absolutely. Yeah, Markstrom comes off of a big 6-0 win in Vancouver, and then another, again, like 55 minutes of a shutout. Like, I would consider that a good game other than that last 5 minutes where they let up a goal, pulled the goalie, they netted two more.
Jake Allen.
Jake Allen, two shutouts on the season. He was on that 2019 St. Louis Blues Stanley Cup team. So he's got some experience in the postseason, whether or not he was the ace or not. But, yeah, no, I totally understand. Like, Yankees, big, Jets, and Giants. I'm a Jets guy, so I've never been happy there. So, and then the Yankees obviously haven't won anything since 2009. But this is their first World Series appearance in 2009.
Won the pennant this year. Won the American League this year. Counted as something. Thanks for the call, Braden. 888-808-1019. Yeah, when we get more into the winter, there'll be time, right? I heard Tiki today. I forget what they were talking about. Tiki's like, nobody cares about hockey. And I think Morash said something like, hey, speak for yourself. And like, nah, there are a ton of hockey fans, especially right around here. I remember last year looking at the stadium series. I'm like, look at how many fans came out to watch outdoor hockey in a football stadium. So we'll get there. Like, as the Giants continue to tank, as the Jets, you know, eventually lose some of these games where mathematically it's going to seem like they just, you know, are just out of it, or not seem, they're going to actually be out of it, those stories will rise. And I can give you my word, you know, the Devils have been a first-class organization as far as their treatment of me, making sure I'm good. Anything I ask of or anything I need, whether it's pulling up to the Drake concert, whether it's coming to their food tasting events or just going to a regular season game, they always got me. The first time I was ever in there, they rolled out the red carpet, treated me like a celebrity. Shout out to Pete over there. Shout out to everybody over there. It was originally LT that brought me in. Like, you have my word that when the Devils are cooking and the Devils are rocking, like right now they're what, 8-5, second place in the Metropolitan Division. Like, you have my word that when that time comes and we have an opportunity in a lane to talk New Jersey Devils on the fan, they're going to count and they're going to be spoken on. But I've heard Salikata, like, the Devils don't count. No, of course they do. They play in New Jersey just like the Jets and the Giants do. Think about it. Anyway, 888-808-1019. Now we've got calls on everything, and I think the last 2 hours of the show, we'll just bop around team to team, story to story. Let's see what you guys got. Rob is in Jersey on the fan in New York.
How are we doing? I just wanted to talk Giants, but a quick point. I'm a Knicks fan as well. The Knicks, they obviously, there's like 70 more games to go. No need to panic. This team will gel together soon. The talent is just there. Their bench, can be a little shaky, but it's early on. This is not going to be their bench towards the playoffs.
Right.
But regarding the Giants, 100% agree with you. Dayball's got to go if they lose this Sunday morning in Germany against the Panthers. The Panthers are obviously the worst team in the league. And there's no reason why Daboll should be the coach if they lose, and I'd probably sit Jones too if they lose as well.
That's tough. Thanks for the call, Rob. I mean, how much embarrassment can you take? How much embarrassment can you take in the 100-year celebration of the New York Giants, the proud New York football Giants? You go all the way to Germany to lose to the Panthers? It can't happen. It's a must-win. So coach your ass off, Daboll. I remember in the beginning of the year, I was saying Brian Daboll shouldn't sleep until he gets that first win. And then he did go get that win. And I'm like, if this guy's such a good coach, he should be watching the film, right? The Cleveland Browns game came. And I'm like, Deshaun Watson isn't good. And everybody was celebrating the Dallas Cowboys for beating the Browns. And I'm like, yeah, well, you know, it's early in the season. Like, don't get too excited about that. But either way, I'm like, you know, you have that film to look at. Find a way to beat the Browns. And they did. And they found a way to beat the Seahawks. Find a way to beat the Carolina Panthers. It shouldn't be hard. Man, you should beat them by a lot. A 6-point spread, you should beat them by two scores, two touchdowns. And, like, give your fans something to smile about early in the morning Sunday, where they have the rest of Sunday off with a win in their back pocket, you know? 888-808-1019. It can happen. It should happen. Jack is in Milford on the Fan in New York. What's up, Jack?
Hey, what's going on, You brought it up pretty well there about how sad it is the state of New York football right now. And the caller before the last one said how he's never been happy with the Jets, and couldn't agree more. I'm a Jets fan. I called Evan and Tiki this point a little earlier in the year last season after the Rodgers torn Achilles. And I talked about the seven stages of grief, but the Jets bring me back to this sick hope every week where I somehow find optimism in myself and in the team. And it's scary. And I know Evan feels the same way. He talks about it on air all the time. But here's where the point I'm at this week. Like, I looked at the schedule, and obviously, you know, you have to do your job and beat Arizona. But the teams ahead of them right now, like the Colts are playing the Bills, the Broncos are at Kansas City, and Cincinnati's at Baltimore. So, like, all three of those games are tough for the teams ahead of us. Mm-hmm. Just got to do your job and take it one week at a time. But
yeah, that's another part of it, too, Jack. Jets fans need the rooting against guide. You need to know who you're rooting against in the division. And they got to handle business. They can definitely beat the Cardinals.
Yeah, I mean, Arizona's playing really well right now. I'm winning three in a row. But, I mean, you got to take care of your job first. But, I mean, I can't believe it's week 10 and I'm looking ahead of who we got to beat. I didn't think at this point this season that's where I'd be now. But, you know, so is the life of a Jets fan.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Jack. I mean, Joe Douglas himself said they didn't expect to be here. You know, there was so much hype around this season. Not for myself, the Peacock again. I'm like, everybody relax. R-E-L-A-X. I'm like, crawl before you walk. This is not a Super Bowl team. Maybe they could be a playoff team. And they honestly blew that already. It's too far-fetched to really think that they're about to rip a win streak off where they're going to actually do it. We'll play along. We'll be watching. We'll believe you until, you know, it's not there anymore. But, like, the opportunity they had, like, you can't lose to the Patriots. You can't lose that game. I mean, at least you got the win against the Texans to reel people back in. Like Jack just said, you know, now you just can't leave. Or, like, once I think I'm out, they pull me back in. But here's the stretch of games right here against the Cardinals, the Colts, the Seahawks. You got to win all three. You got to win all three. And then we'll see what December holds when you face the Dolphins and the Jaguars and the Rams and the Bills. I don't see you beating all those teams. I don't see you beating any of those teams late in the season because those teams, the Dolphins, the Jaguars, they're going to be fighting for their lives. The Bills aren't going to take any sympathy on you. They're trying to win the division. The Rams, like, you can never count out Sean McVay and that team. The year Jared Verse is having. So, yeah, I'll say this. The Cardinals, with that offense, the Cardinals with that quarterback, I am very interested to see how they match up against the Jets' defense. I was talking about how they have some running backs that can give you some scrappy running backs that are kind of under the radar in Trey Benson, right? Like, so James Conner exited the game last week. He had a finger injury, and I'm not sure he's going to be full go this week, but Trey Benson got in that game last week and got busy. Amari DeMarcado got busy. They've got guys that can run the football. They've got guys that can catch the football. Obviously, you know, they drafted Marvin Harrison Jr. Trey McBride at tight end is a handful. And then they've got Kyler Murray who can beat you with his arm and his legs. And Kyler Murray is low-key having one of his better seasons. So I can't wait to see this game because I think it can be a high-scoring affair, and I think it's just going to be a matchup of offenses versus offense. Which offense controls the ball the longest, the clock, who can score the most points. It might come down to, like, you know, just the last drive, special teams, who can kick those field goals in there. But it's a must-win. It's an absolute must-win. Can't lose to the Cardinals. Because you beat the Cardinals, and then you look around who to root against. You get some help around you, and then you might actually be able to, like, make your fans think that there's a chance. And there is. I mean, it ain't over till it's over. But they're expecting a close game. It's a 1.5-point spread in favor of the Jets. The Jets are minus 1.5. They're expecting the over-under is 45.5. I would take the under. I think there's going to be points scored. You got a lot of high-powered offensive players and two good quarterbacks in this game and defenses that are susceptible to getting got. So that should be a good one, man. That's a late window, too, which is cool for the Jet fan. That's probably the biggest gap we've had between, like I don't know how many times the Jets and Giants were on at the same time last year, the year before, even this year. Like, now you're getting a Giants game at 9:30, and then you don't see the Jets play until 4:25. 888-808-1019. Mario, Long Beach, back on the Fan.
Hey, what's going on, Keith? Good show, as always.
Thanks. Thanks for calling again.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So in terms of the Jets, you know what I really noticed, and I don't know if you noticed it too, what was very important, it seemed to be last game that he was banged up a lot, Rodgers. His mobility seemed to be back. There was one play where he ran up the middle and he made a nice gain. He even put a couple of moves on a guy. They called it back, but you could see how excited he was.
Yeah, I can't bring myself to put any cayenne pepper into water and drink it. I think that's like a gag. I think that's like a trick. I wouldn't do that. But that's what he claims has helped him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. But I saw, didn't you know that he seemed to be more mobile? It seemed like the bumps and bruises were going away, you know? He was rolling out a little bit. That's important. He needs to move a little bit. He can't be that drop back.
He's got Devontae, you know, Adams staying at his house. Those guys, I don't know what they got going on over there, but Aaron Rodgers seems to be back mobile.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's getting mobile. And how about those catches by Garrett Wilson, too? Woof, man.
Iron sharpens iron. Competition brings out the best and the best. You add a Devontae Adams to that film room, to that practice field, to that huddle, and now Garrett Wilson is not getting hit in the face with the ball. He's catching everything.
Yep, yep. Not to change the subject, but I want your opinion as a quarterback. As a quarterback, and I'm a big time Ravens fan. I'm starting to see right now completely Lamar is an elite passer of the football.
Yeah,
elite. And with that, he's going to win not one, at some point, numerous Super Bowls, I feel.
I don't know about Super Bowls. I thought you were going to say MVPs. Thanks for the call, Mario. 888-808-1019. I mean, so I've already mentioned a couple of my mid-season award winners. Throw Jared Verse in there. Throw Lamar Jackson. Like if the season ended today, Lamar Jackson is MVP. Balling. And, you know, for as many people that want to say he still can't throw the football, not bad for a running back. Like, he can throw the football. He's reading the defense. He's not turning over the ball. I look at Lamar Jackson as the best in the game. He's such a threat. He doesn't have to run on you. He can put the ball where he wants to put it. He can throw it downfield. I hope he keeps going. I don't know if it's going to turn into a Super Bowl. It hasn't yet. But it might be another MVP. If the season ended today, Lamar Jackson is your MVP. And yeah, taking more calls on the Jets. I see the Knicks fans on hold. Stay on hold. Even triggered a Rangers call. And, of course, we're going to talk Yankees on the Fan. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Let's take another break, and we'll be right back. The Brooklyn Nets have a better record than the New York Knicks. It does not matter. Don't check your NBA standings, but the Brooklyn Nets, it doesn't matter. I always tell people that all the time. Like, yo, don't show me a screenshot of the standings in the beginning. Like, I can't even make the joke. It does not matter. Especially when we know where the Nets are trying to go and where the Knicks are trying to go. The start of the season is irrelevant. It's about how you bounce back from it. For the Knicks, now you gotta win in your building against the Bucks. The Bucks are terrible right now. They're struggling right now. Which, I mean, I don't know. It could change in the Garden. But when you're looking at these standings in the Eastern Conference, the Brooklyn Nets are 5. They're at the 5 seed. We're talking about seeding on November 6th. Not for real. Don't
take Nets still in the league.
Don't take me serious at all. I am completely joking. We were just talking the talk. But the Nets are 4-4. They're a 500 team. There are Nets fans mad at those wins, those four wins. The Atlanta Hawks are right below them at 4-5. The New York Knicks are the eighth seed at 3-4. Oh, no. Oh, no. They want Mikal Bridges up out of there. Justin in Floral Park, how you feeling? You're on the Fan.
What's going on, brother? How are you, Keith?
Good, good.
One thing before I get into the Knicks. There is relevant football in the state of New York, okay? The Buffalo Bills do reside in the state of New York.
Nobody circles everyone, the wagon like the Buffalo Bills.
Listen, just because your team ruined my childhood by beating us twice in the Super Bowl, they still are my team.
Hey,
so.
Go win it this year. Go knock off Mahomes and
probably
Lamar
not going to happen because,
and...
you know, when Mahomes has the reps on his side, it's kind of tough. You know,
yeah, they're undefeated.
And you got Diggs dropping a gimme pass last year. So we'll see what happens. It'll be interesting. But as far as the Knicks go, Keith, I never wanted this trade, okay, when Towns. Listen, is Towns a great player? Of course. But they had something going with DiVincenzo and Randall. I would have liked to have run it back 1 year.
Yeah, because you could have made this trade at the deadline
back,
or something. Yeah,
exactly. Like, Randall's motivated. DiVincenzo loves his role. And let's go one more time. And I'm sorry, Bridges doesn't seem like he fits in here. I'm sorry.
I mean, he dropped 34 points tonight. He had 16 rebounds.
Well, no, Cat did. I'm talking about Mikal Bridges.
Oh,
he doesn't look like he belongs here. You know, I'm kind of sour on him already.
The grass,
I know it's early.
The
I'm
grass isn't always greener. The grass is not always greener on the other side.
I think they got rid of the wrong Villanova guy, man. I mean, they had a good cohesion here, man. He was playing hard, hit those threes. I just feel like, I don't know, it's just too much with Cat, you know.
You just didn't get to see enough. You didn't get to see enough of that team last year.
Exactly. It's reminded me too much of what Philly does, and Philly hasn't won a damn thing with Embiid. So that's why I just was not for them going for Cat. And, you know, we'll see what happens. Listen, I give it 25 games, then I'll start getting worried. But what I'm seeing right now, like this game, they should, like you said.
An embarrassing start, like not what you wanted, not what you hoped for, not what you expected, and it's got to change fast.
Yeah, you can't lose this game. And, Keith, one more thing. Joe Kelly, can he shut his mouth? The guy threw not one pitch
in
the playoffs. Okay,
it's absolutely insane.
Can he shut his mouth? Seriously?
I haven't heard from Freddie Freeman. I haven't heard from Shohei and Mookie Betts and those guys. Like, they're just happy they won.
Like, if somebody wants to run their mouth on us, it's Walker Buehler, who we couldn't hit.
You never That's hear a word from those guys that actually contributed. It's the bench players talking like starters. It's ridiculous.
So I hope that motivates the Yankees. I really do, and we'll see what they do this offseason. I'm, like, torn if I want to go the Soto route or if I want to go Plan B. But, you know, it's all in Cashman's eyes, so we'll see what he wants to do. But, you know, this team's got to be hungry, and, you know, they're right there. So we'll see what happens, Keith. But have a good night, and hopefully the Knicks will turn this around.
Thanks for the call, Justin. They will. But, like, you know, for the night, you have these conversations. I'm sure when Big Mac comes on, he's going to talk about this game. He's going to talk about what he saw, the defense, the turnovers, the rotation, the lack thereof of, you know, bench scoring and not having guys like Precious Achiuwa and Mitchell Robinson. And that's where we go back to the Karl-Anthony Towns trade. Why is Karl-Anthony Towns on this team? Why even is Mikal Bridges on this team? The Knicks needed a Mikal Bridges in theory in the playoffs last year. The Knicks needed a Karl-Anthony Towns in theory, not having Isaiah Hartenstein, not having Mitchell Robinson, not having a five, not having a big. And it's growing pains. It's a chemistry project. It takes a while for you to add the right ingredients and find the right mix and get to where you're trying to go. And that's why the season, you know, the in-season tournament, it might affect you in the in-season tournament. You might not be able to win the NBA Cup. But, like, there's a lot more season to go, and these are pros, and these are good players, and they have a good coach, and they're going to figure it out. And you got to lose to know how to win. They'll go back and look at the film quickly because no time to pout over this one. You got the Bucks coming to town, and the Bucks, record-wise, you should not lose to them. Like, that's when there's really going to be panic if you lose.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Who's to the Bucks, and like, I forget, I got on the other night and I was reading something and it was like the Knicks 2-game winning streak ends. And I'm like, 2 games is back-to-back wins. A streak starts at 3. So what are we talking about here? Right? They beat the Heat, they beat the Pistons. And they handle business against the, but it's the Pistons. But I'm like, 2 games is not a streak. It's just back-to-back wins, whatever. But you lose to the Rockets, you lose to the Hawks, and in theory, those teams aren't good teams. But like, honestly, they're young, scrappy teams that early on in the season, they can get you. They can easily get you. They can get anybody. I mean, don't look right now, but the Hawks are, you know, above 500. They're 4-3. They've got 4 wins. They're the 4 seed in the West. And like I said, don't look now. The Hawks, I mean, I don't know, man. Just don't read too much into it. Don't get too concerned about it. What it is, I know for Knicks fans, is what you had is just like, man, we wanted to see more of what we saw last January. We wanted to run it back. Why did you have to blow it up? They had to blow it up because they did not have an answer at the center position. They had to blow it up because they had been working on a trade for Karl Anthony Towns, what we heard, for longer than we realized. They weren't going to wait till the trade deadline. Somebody else could have got him. 888-808-1019. Talking about the Knicks, talking about the Yanks, talking everything. We're talking sports. Let's keep rolling. When we get into the 11 o'clock hour, it's really open mic time. I'll open it up for whatever discussions, and that's when I want to hit on, you know, who I think are going to win the divisions now that we're halfway through the NFL season. The superlatives, the awards, you know, I already said I think Lamar Jackson is MVP. Obviously, Jaden Daniels is Rookie of the Year. I think I mentioned Jared Verse. I've been looking at that kid. I've just been looking at the Rams. I'm like, for their GM to say, F them picks, they damn sure know how to draft. The Los Angeles Rams, they don't miss drafting guys and drafting talent and getting guys that are ready to play right away. So 888-808-1019. Let's go to the Bear in the Bronx.
How are you, Keith?
I'm all right. Hosting the show, you know.
Keith, you know why the Giants have a rotten record at quarterback? The reason is because of what they did to Eli. They took him out when he had a chance to
broke
to
his break streak. Ben McAdoo.
That's right.
Yeah, for Geno Smith. Disrespecting a legend.
That's right. After that, it's been rotten, and I'm happy for them. They deserve it. But the poor fans, let me tell you, it's going to be a lot of work to fix that team.
Yeah. I mean, it's better than Mike Glennon. It's better than Jake Fromm, a quarterback. But no, maybe well, there is a curse of benching Eli on the New York Giants.
Yeah, that's right. The curse, I'm telling you. And the other thing I want to cover with you, I know we're hurting because we lost the series. And
yeah, how we and, lost. They, know, they peed down their legs in that fifth inning and gave it all away. We should have at least got a game six.
But Keith, when you don't, what's the basic play that you learn in spring training? That pitchers always learn.
Yeah, every time. Even when you're young. Like, I went to baseball camp and we drilled that. Like,
yeah, that's right.
That ball gets hit to so that where side. Was he? Go.
Yeah, where was he? I don't want to hear about Judge's drop.
No,
it happened.
It was Garrett Cole. I watched it. I was in there. I had a direct view at him, and everybody's like, what happened? I'm like, Cole didn't cover. Because they had let him down, because Judge didn't make that out, because they didn't get the out at third, I felt like Cole, he had those strikeouts, and he was saying, pick me up, guys. When that ball got hit, he thought Rizzo was going to pick him up. You shouldn't think. You got it. Don't think. React. Go. But here we are.
Yeah. No, that killed me. But listen, they had a good year, you know.
They did. And I think we're getting around to that. And, like, you know what can really, like, you know, put the cherry on top, signing Juan Soto, and we'll go back to like, yeah, this was a good year. This was the year with Juan Soto. Juan Soto's back. Let's run it back. Let's get back to the World Series.
Do you really want Soto?
I do. I do. I know that there is life without him. I know he's only one man. But, like, what my thing about Soto is he's a dog. He's a stone-cold killer. Judge is not. Like, if you think you're just going to run it back with Judge and, I don't know, go get Santander and hope that he's as productive as he was for the Orioles this year, or, you know, Teoscar Hernandez and hope that he's like, nah, Soto is a proven dog. He is a stone cold killer. He is not fazed, not affected. And he showed up to New York and he had no adjustment plan in front of New York fans, no adjustment to the media, the pinstripes. This guy is ready to go.
Yeah, he intimidates even the umpires. I'll tell you this, though. I really would like to see Dominguez play more. I don't think he got a chance. I think he got a couple of bad plays in the outfield, and it can happen. Listen, you're playing at Yankee Stadium. This is not a schoolyard game. You're playing at Yankee Stadium.
There's a lot of grass out there. That's tough for even the best of them. And you know what? I fault the Yankees for that, because the Yankees slow played it. The Yankees should have brought him up and played him in left field and said, make all the mistakes that you want in the regular season, not in the last couple weeks of the regular season. Like, let's get you ready. But whatever. I mean, I'm not mad at Verdugo's performance in the postseason. He had some moments. He did some things. He had some good defensive plays. And, you know, that was Judge's hand-picked guy that they wanted him to go get. But that's done now. So, Dominguez, get him ready to play left field.
I want more pitching, though.
Absolutely need it. Pitching. And there are Yankee fans that were saying, oh, let Cole walk. What?
No, I don't want Cole to walk. I want another starter at least on par or just below him. And I want Rodan to go third. And I'll be honest with you, as much as a lot of people like him, the mustache, I like to get rid of him.
Nestor Cortez?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not so worried about, like, Nestor, but I am worried about Carlos Rodon. That we're 2 years into that six-year deal, and he is not like that. I do not trust him. I do not enjoy watching him pitch. I don't like the feeling in my stomach when he takes the mound. Even when he's doing good, it's like it's going to evaporate. I knew it wasn't real. I'm like, this is not real, so... He's home run derby. He's going to give up home runs.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I'm going to give him – I got to give him another year. I mean
– We have no choice.
It's been a rough year.
Yeah, we have no choice.
I'll tell you this. Nobody ran away with it this year. I don't care how many games the Dodgers won. Nobody won over 100 games, right?
Right.
Then, it was a mediocre year for everybody except for one team.
Think about all the games that the Yankees blew because they wanted to pitch Clay Holmes in the ninth inning.
The only team that had a real good season was the Astros. They were 10 games behind, and they finished 10 games above.
Yeah, they did have a good run. I mean, like, they started to figure it out, where we were even getting kind of worried, like, hey, we left them for dead, and here they are. But we didn't have to face them. Barrett, thanks for the call, man. 888-808-1019. Yeah, I don't know. The Yankees are champions of the American League. I know we don't celebrate that. The Yankees did make it to the World Series. I know we don't talk about World Series that we lost, but I think as we get further away from the disappointment, that's what it is. It was that they picked you up all the way up in the air. The joy, I'm telling you, the fun. Like, I'm talking about, we're in Yankee Stadium, high-fiving, hugging, dapping up. Let's go, baby. It's happening. This is real. Judge, Jazz, back-to-back. Let's go, Yanks. 5-0 Stanton. Oh, and then that fifth inning happened, and it zapped everything. Got to get over it. Got to move forward. Plan A is sign Juan Soto. Plan A1 is sign Juan Soto. If you can't sign Juan Soto, you still should go back and find a way to sign Juan Soto. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We'll be right back. Right back at it on the Fan in New York. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for holding. Keith McPherson on the Fan till midnight. So I've got about an hour and some change. You just heard your official station to talk Rangers. And, you know, similar to the Knicks, last week I felt like I took a call where people were already down on the Rangers. Now people are down on the Knicks. Listen, every season starts with this hope, this promise for a potential trip to get the chip, a championship, bars. But, like, it doesn't happen right away. It's not an instant. You can't win it today. You can't become the best team in the league today. And even if you were the best team in the league today, what does it mean? 888-808-1019. Danny is in South Amboy on the fan.
KM to the M. How you doing? Hey, nobody better.
Thanks.
Just got
thanks.
A quick point.
Yeah.
Just got a quick point and a quick question for you. I was just going to make a little comparison. Every single season comes around, Rangers, we're looking to win the Stanley Cup. Every single season for the Yankees, they're looking to win the World Series. The regular season goes by, Judge puts up great numbers, Panarin puts up great numbers, playoffs come around, all of a sudden teams and opponents can put together game plans that could shut these players down, and they could beat our teams and go on to the next level. And you know what? One time after the next, with the continuing with the season, the ticket prices rising, and you know, it's just disappointing, but you hang in there, you hang in there, and you do what you do, and you wait till next year and you hope for a better outcome. But you know, you're killing and everyone's killing the Yankees on these errors. And you know, they don't mention you took the lead the next inning and you blew it anyways. And then, you know, what do you do if you go on a game six? You just completely forget these errors and that's it?
No, and then you got to watch Carlos Rodon pitch, and there's no guarantee there either.
I know. But, you know, that's all I'm trying to say. It's just, you know, I just don't see how you could just kill him for these errors when we all know we would just forget it if we went out to game six.
Yeah, it's just, you know, we can only deal with what happened, and there's no theoretical here. That inning lost them the game, but they in my opinion, they were not beating the Dodgers. Once they went down 3-0, I'm like, no one's done it. You're not coming back for 3-0. And still, no one's forced a game six coming back for 3-0, and so they didn't either. But yeah, no, I hear you, especially the part about, like, every season we expect these teams to be juggernauts, to be the favorites, and they have great players, and they go on runs, and they have great regular seasons, but when they get into the moments that matter most, somebody's always got the recipe, the antidote, the formula for how to beat them. And then we're left here with our heads in our hands. Like, how did this happen? How did we not figure it out? How are we not the ones that in the moment have all the answers? It sucks.
It's the truth. It's the absolute truth. It's the point I'm trying to get across. And, you know, you said it no better than anybody. The hype is big. And then when that big situation comes, you know, the big time players can't come through.
Yeah, it's New York. I think it's all part of it, man. It's all part of, like, the added media, the added fans, the added amount of teams, the added amount of just, like, money and pressure. And, you know, these guys are human beings. They have superhuman athletic ability. But when, I mean, that pressure comes, pressure can make diamonds, but pressure also can burst pipes. And a lot of times around here, those pipes burst.
I'll tell you what, you know, I just hate to be too negative, but, you know, I get out the car, I call in because I want to keep listening, you know, and I figured I'd drop a couple points on you and say how you doing, and I'll keep listening and hopefully talk to you again soon.
Yeah, get the app, bro. Get the free Odyssey app on your phone. You don't got to be in the car. You can go in, you can put it on the Bluetooth, your headset, the Bluetooth speaker. Thanks for the call, Danny. 888-808-1019. I appreciate you guys, man. I've been doing this now for 3 years. And I always love when I get those calls, like, where you guys are pulling up, you're in the driveway and you're in the garage and you're just camping out in the car. Get the app, bruh. Get the app. Like, I listen to the fan all day like you guys do. And you can pause the app. And this is like an organic ad. They've improved the app. If you haven't noticed, the app is a lot better than it was 3 years ago when I first came in. Remember when it was the Radio 1 app? Like, you can pause the app. You can rewind the app. The app will stop itself where you were, where you can resume and pick up where you left off. And you can drive in the car through the Holland Tunnel, through the Lincoln Tunnel, and it'll keep playing. I leave here every night, and I listen to C-Mac show. And when I get in the car, C-Mac show is usually starting on the radio, but then I plug in the app, and I let it play from the app because I know when I'm driving back to Jersey through the tunnel, I'm going to, you know, it'll break up on the radio, but I'm able to listen on the Odyssey app driving through the tunnel. I go home. I kid you not. I have my Bluetooth speakers in my Bluetooth headset in my pocket. Shout out to Techniques for sending those through. And I park the car, get out of the car, and I put my headset in, and it plays from right where I am. And I just, you know, can't go to sleep till 3:30, 4 in the morning. And I am listening to Big Mac Show, and you guys call Big Mac Show, and I don't miss a beat. So if you want to continue listening to the show, I know that we're all old school, not all of us. I know some of these kids, they're not old school at all. They're there are kids right now laying in bed. Their parents want them to go to sleep by 11 o'clock. They're like, nah, I'm trying to listen to this last hour of Key show, man. I'm not going to bed. I'm listening on the app. But, like, you don't have to sit in the car. You don't have to, you don't have to wait outside with your FM radio. Download the free Odyssey app to whatever kind of phone you have, and it'll help you out and make your life a lot easier. Appreciate you guys. 888-808-1019. Let's keep it going with Bill in Jackson, New Jersey.
Hi, Keith. How you doing tonight? Thank you for taking my call.
Good. Thank you.
I'm just waiting for the bus. I'm actually, I live in Ocean County, going to the city now to work overnight, but I just wanted to know before I go on the bus in New Jersey Transit, I wanted to make 2 points about the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Judge is making a lot of money. Do you think if they give Soto more money than Judge, that doesn't cause an awkward situation? How do you feel about
that? No, not at all. We talked about that a little, right? These guys are alphas. Judge is the biggest man in every room. I think the awkward situation with Judge is Stan getting chance of MVP. I think the awkward situation with Judge is him folding in the playoffs. I don't think it's a money thing at all. These guys are blessed. Like $40 million a year to play baseball. That's so much money. That's money just stacking on top of money. That's money you can't spend. And I don't think that they're small enough to pocket watch. I don't think that they're looking at the next man saying, like, baseball players more than anything, from the Curt Flood days to now, like even Gerrit Cole in his acceptance speech, his day that he put up the sign, he talked about how, like, these guys all want the next guy to make more money and the AAV to go up. So, no, I don't think that Judge is looking at Soto like, wait, I got $40 million a year. I'm the captain of the team. He can't get $47 million a year, $50 million a year. I think he's going to tell Hal Steinbrenner, make sure he's back. Look at the numbers I put up. Look at the numbers he put up. We got back to the World Series. We can get back again, but we can't lose Juan Soto.
Okay. And just what I would say with the Joe Kelly thing, just people, you know, it's entertainment. He's applying for ESPN. He might even take a job like
you're right.
Keith, when he's
like, you're 100% correct.
I think it's actually entertainment when you hear kind of another take on it. It's kind of funny just to hear another take. I actually enjoy it because a lot of times it's the boring answer. We played hard, but they were just a little better. So sometimes a little entertainment is fun. So just enjoy it, actually, in a way. Just in my opinion. I know he didn't pitch, but I thought it was entertainment. And just
it was a joke. He is a clown. People definitely were laughing at it. It went viral. I didn't laugh because obviously I'm a Yankee fan. But no, that's a good thought.
Yeah,
that's a good thought, man. Have a good night at work, man. I used to ride that bus from exit 109 to Port Authority every day, Monday through Friday. I used to take that bus from
Marlin
County.
You do. I know. We'll see it there. Well, thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for the call, Bill. 888-808-1019. Yeah, Joe Kelly didn't play. He's probably going to retire soon. He's cooked. And like I told you guys, that clip of him in the car talking to Rob Bradford was from Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. I was on that podcast November 17, 2022. I know that that is a heavy Red Sox-leaning podcast. Rob Bradford, who's on WEEI in Boston and writes a column on the Boston Red Sox. Like, the reason he had me on there, let's think. Yankee fan, heavy Boston lean. So they bring Joe Kelly on there, and I think they call him, like, they have, like, a name for him. He's got, like, a reoccurring appearance on there. I think they call him the Godfather for some reason. So Joe Kelly could not wait to go on there and talk trash on the Yankees, but he made himself sound stupid saying that the Yankees would be ranked the 8th or 9th team in the playoffs and the Guardians were better than them and all these other teams were better than them. So, yeah, can't take you seriously, bro. You should have stuck to what was in your scouting report. If you guys go and look online, Chris Rose does a show under John Boy. And he had Miguel Rojas on, and Miguel Rojas also didn't play, but his tone and delivery wasn't as snarky as Joe Kelly. He just was saying, yeah, we had this in our scouting report. We knew, this stuff about the Yankees, how they ran bases and ran in the outs, how they made mistakes in the infield. Like, we knew that if we played our game and put some pressure on them, they would give us the World Series. And they did. 888-808-1019. It's about to be 11 o'clock. Open mic time. Whatever you guys want to talk about. Let's take this break, and we'll be right back.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.